We are catching up with our friends from the city of York. This is a big day for the city of York. Dalton Pierce is the city manager. And good morning to you, Dalton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So today is the day that we're going to officially break ground on this new hotel that's coming to downtown York. It's a Hampton Inn and Suites. And kind of bring our audience up to speed how we got to this point in the city of York's history.
Right. I know some people are probably in shock and awe about this, but when I first got to the city, really the first day I had a council meeting, didn't know where my office was or where I was going to live at that point in time. And we went into a closed session with Tripp and his group and said, hey, we would like to bring a hotel to York. You know, the city did do a feasibility study about a hotel back in 2021. So I was like, okay, here we go. And I will say it was a great learning experience for me and got to work with many different groups and parties, whether it was state legislators, the school district, the county, Tripp and his group, obviously city council, to be able to try to get them to where they need to be. And here we are today for the groundbreaking. So,
well, you mentioned Tripp. So kind of Tripp McGarity joins us here on Palmetto Mornings. And Tripp, kind of tell us a bit about your business model, what you do.
Okay, well, I'm not a developer. I actually own a company in Rock Hill, Newport area that sells nuclear safety equipment to the commercial nuclear industry, Department of Energy, Department of Defense. But a longtime York County guy, moved down here when I was 7, loved the town, loved the area, and there's just a lot of good things going on in York, so I wanted to get involved. We started looking at opportunities to invest and improve the community, and this was just one item that popped up that we thought, yeah, this would be great for the community, the storefronts, businesses, and everything. So a group of my friends got together, and we decided to put together a team, I guess you would say, that could make it happen. Started reaching out to the city of York. That was actually before Dalton was here. We're 3 years into this now. It's been a long process. But he got a rude awakening when he showed up. And we said, you know what? We want to do the biggest project York's ever seen in downtown. Yeah. And by the way, welcome.
This man's right. Just trying to find his desk. Yeah. And you're ready to give him a project
where he was gonna live.
To transform the city.
That's right.
Right.
I'll ask this question and you all jump in. So, Dalton, you did say the city of York did a feasibility study that mm-hmm. said the city of York could handle a hotel.
Right.
And then from there, certain folks would be like, okay, great. We could handle a hotel. Do we need a hotel? Will it fit into the landscape of York? Because there's pros and cons, I assume, right. of bringing a hotel here. How then does that conversation go from there? How do you just go and just tell on LinkedIn, hey, hotels, we've got an open space and right. give us your best bid? Walk right. us through that process.
Yeah, so Tripp and his team, they paired with a group called Rainsco. So they've, they have a big portfolio of hotels that they've done. One notably, they talked about and kind of got us interested as well, was the Hotel Florence there in downtown Florence, South Carolina. So seeing what they did, I did some research, reached out to those folks. They do a little bit different modeling. They have a TIFT down there, a tax increment financing district, but the city actually back in 2016, it's probably about 10 years old now, but they approved a economic development incentive program through an ordinance. So looking at what they needed versus what we had, there were some land swaps, some in-kind services, like I said, working with the county on some incentives as far as that go, which we are grateful for. It's kind of, this project was probably the first and was very different for the county to do something like they did. So we are very happy for that and for them to come alongside of us and make that investment. So it was different, but I will say that we're very excited. The timing couldn't be any better, to be honest with you, because we're working through our comprehensive plan update and downtown master plan update. So really, this will be a strong anchor for us to be able to use this and then capitalize and use it as a catalyst ultimately to get those storefronts full, also look at streetscapes, aesthetics, and obviously bring jobs to York, so we're very excited.
Can I add to that?
Yeah.
So it's interesting because the city had actually started a feasibility study on their own. We had an idea separately. We had no idea that the two were working on it together or apart. So when we started looking for properties, we reached out to the city because they had this piece of property that they had gotten from the county that was there for economic development. Mm-hmm. And once we put our idea with their idea, it's like, hey, here we go. And we had to look at it from a different perspective. Obviously, we're looking at it as an investor where they were looking at it as trying to bring in someone. But yeah, it all worked. It was pretty incredible the way it came together.
Yeah, it seems like you were running parallel, mm-hmm. and then you came to the intersection together, yep. and that's why we're getting a hotel at 13 South Congress Street. Right. Seemed to be the intersection. Tripp, what's so interesting about your story? So you're a York County guy, mm-hmm. and you just saw the vision of healthy balance and healthy growth in our community. Is that why you wanted to get involved? Because your industry that you're in 9 to 5 does not fit the hotel world. So right. It's an interesting
mix
there.
Yeah.
Well, and so it just seems like you just seem very just protective and proud of the place you call home.
I am. I'm lucky enough to have been successful to where I can look for other opportunities to invest. And I invest with some guys out of Aiken, South Carolina. One of them's my brother-in-law. And I said to them, like, we got some good things happening up here. I have a good friend named Jamie Patterson who's done some development in downtown that's really kind of spurred the retail market and that sort of thing. And I actually reached out to Jamie and said he was the one that notified me of the property that was available. But with that, again, I love our community. I loved seeing what was happening with people like Jamie and other businesses coming into the market. And I'll be the first one to admit, and this might not be politically correct, but I'm not a big urban sprawl guy, but I like the opportunity of being able to repurpose stuff in downtown and really bring people there. So I'm no genius when it comes to developing and that sort of thing, but just saw a need and an opportunity, and I really wanted to be involved in it.
And Dalton, you've worked in this space for some time as being a city manager. How, to me, this seems like a rare relationship from that kind of the business world. Is it rare in your line of work, or is this common?
It's common, but I will say the experience that I've had with this group has been more seamless than I've had dealings with in the past. So there is some give and take, some push and pull, some, hey, we would like this, or hey, we can do that. So for us, this was a very unique project for the city of York. It is a substantial investment, but we wanted to make sure, as far as the city goes, return on investment in the public sector is a little bit different than the private sector, obviously. But for us, the type of business model and proposal and the ways we did things putting together this deal, this economic development incentive plan, is a sustainable model for future businesses, but hopefully it attracts future businesses to the city of York.
Well, again, you see the growth there, mm-hmm. in York and the surrounding communities. So again, the study revealed that you can take this project, mm-hmm. on. And to your point, where a hotel will come, restaurants will probably follow, right. businesses would probably
retail.
Follow. So it's that snowball effect that most communities hope will have happened and have seen it happen.
Absolutely. And just last week with the announcement about Comar Industries coming to the city, mm-hmm. $11 million investment, York County Economic Development was great. I know the Department of Commerce had a big hand in that. So I mean, that's jobs. That's for me as a city manager, perfect utopia, live, work, and play is what I'd like to see. But we all have aspirations, but nobody set the bar low to shoot below it. So
Well, today, again, is the groundbreaking for the City of York's new Hampton Inn and Suites in downtown York. By all accounts, this is the first official hotel in downtown-ish. I mean, I know there's been some boutique hotels, maybe more Airbnbs.
Right. Bread and breakfast kind of thing.
But this is like the first big marquee name.
Absolutely. So, we're excited about that. And, I'm looking forward to seeing it get vertical, seeing it get built, and then seeing more foot traffic, which will lead to, more investment in downtown and hopefully parallel, obviously, with what we're doing with our downtown master plan update. So
that groundbreaking ceremony takes place today at 4:00 at 13 South Congress Street. WRHI and CN2 will all be out there. So, of course, pay close attention to that. And then what's the time frame on once it's shovels are in the ground today. What's the end game here?
Right, I'm gonna kick it over here to Tripp.
Okay, Tripp.
Okay. All goes well. We're hoping between 16 to 18 months, probably. Okay. So late third quarter, early fourth quarter. And I'd love to beat that timeline, but we're trying to be realistic. So
it's a construction project.
Yeah.
I think we all know.
We get it.
Yeah, we all know.
Yeah, well, I found out through this whole process that nothing's going to happen as quick as I want it to.
Well, Tripp, it was really nice to meet you. And again, thanks for being someone who was on the sidelines and then decided to jump in to really see what you can do to continue to invest in a community that you call home. I think it's a really interesting relationship there. And I'm sure most cities would love to have a relationship with a business partner such as Tripp throughout the state of South Carolina. We're just lucky that we have it right here in York County.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it does take a tandem of public and private partnership to obviously accomplish something like this. So we're very proud of that. And, we're open for business. So come one, come all.
All right. Tripp, nice meeting you, my man. Tripp said this is his first radio interview.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
I really appreciate it.
No problem. Nice to meet you. Dalton, we'll see you as well, sir. Yes, thank you very much.